You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast with our host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Excuse me. Tell it's a long day of teaching today. Welcome to the podcast. Super excited. We're going to talk about the seven laws of leadership, or seven things of leadership that I think are super important that I've been kind of mulling around. But before we get to that, I want to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dexter Dish, bar none, the best shooting machine on the market. I think my record is like 27 seconds. Innovative to take it up and put it down. Innovative can make your team better shooters. I'm just telling you, like I've said multiple times, we have three of them in our gym. Need about three more, depending on the opponent. But it's a little bit of everything. We love them. Mention the podcast. Mention Coach Collins. Will give you $450 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. There's lots of resources. There's been a lot of resources post-COVID. There's a lot of coaches. I'm going to tell you, it's run by me. I'm a high school basketball coach. I've won at the highest level. We've been nationally ranked. I've been coach of the year twice, and I'm not saying this to brag, but coach of the year twice in our state. Won three state titles. I think I know what it takes to turn a program that had never won into a winner. But even more important than that, I think there's some validity in that, in the sense that I'm not an ex-coach. That's just, this is all we're doing. I'm not, I built it for something I would have wanted in my 20s or 30s. I built it for a basketball coach. I'm not a businessman. I'm not a CEO. I'm not an executive. I'm not a college coach. I'm a high school basketball coach in the state of Wisconsin, and I think I know what it takes to win basketball games. And that's all I'm trying to share. And what makes our community unique is the one-on-one calls. I just got off 2 hours of one-on-one calls with teachhoops.com members. In a couple of days, I have office hours. We'll sit and talk. I will mentor. I will help you. I am not behind this hidden curtain. I'm not a, it's an active community. And that's why I love it. So go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. All right. So seven things. Number one, if you want to be a leader, you want the laws of leadership. And if I look up or look around, it's because I'm reading my notes. Number one is reject shortcuts. There are none. You know, I think it took me 6 years to turn our program. I took a program that had six winning seasons in 35 years. No one applied. I was the only applicant to one of the biggest divisions of basketball in the state of Wisconsin. No one wanted this job. and I got it 2 months before it started, and I could not reject shortcuts. You know, great. If you're going to be a great leader, you got to pursue leadership. You got to reject shortcuts and take ownership in the development. You have to build a youth program. You have to see what your community's strengths and weaknesses are. You got to figure out how to build that. You have to bring rigor and grit expectations, working hard, expertise, pushing yourselves to grow, to not only move yourself, but your players to the next level. So you got, number one is you got to reject shortcuts. Number two, you need to create a space to work on your coaching. You know, successful leaders carve out daily time or space away from everyday chaos, because most of us have that, to reflect, to acquire knowledge, to focus on strategy, to focus on your team, to focus on your program. If it's meditating, if it's early morning, if it's, I do it when I walk my dogs, you know, it's they fight the instinct to always go in mode, focusing on themselves. It will help you make your, it will help you make the better decisions. So create that safe zone or safe space to work on your team and your program. Challenge your thinking with peers' perspective. So you got to challenge yourself. You got to try to sit outside of that comfort zone. You can't do this thing alone. I have been lucky. I've had two staffs in my coaching career. But you will travel this journey as a coach with other people, similar things, similar performances. So you want to find people that are on the same mindset. But like I've said, I think you want to find a staff where you've got, you know, a Yoda, you've got, you know, a questioner, you've got a workhorse, you've got those different people, because successful people tackled similar issues in different areas. But you got to understand the nuances and the challenges that come along with it. When you get a diverse group of people together, they connect, the effect is amplified. That's why I don't want 4-3 yes men on my bench. I want someone questioning me. I want someone that knows the offense or defense better. So you got to have a safe zone, have dialogue and candid feedback. If you're going to challenge yourself and push yourself out of your comfort zone, you have to do that. So that's number three. Number four is state curiosity. Whenever something new, I mean, and the web is a crazy place for this. Whenever something new comes out, world-class coaches are high on curiosity and low on ego. Let me say that again. High-level coaches, doesn't matter if it's a basketball coach, but it helps if it's a basketball coach, are high on curiosity and low on ego. You have to question. Look at all the books I have. I'm always questioning. I'm always looking for trusted sources. I'm always eager to explore. I'm always eager to kind of take it to the next level because I don't know. If I was running the same things I was running 25 years ago, we'd be horrible. And I have to adjust. I don't want to be a dinosaur. I'm old, but I don't want to be a dinosaur. I want to be able to change. Vulnerability is used as an asset. It has to be. Ask questions, seek input, you know, don't assume them. So stoke that curiosity, question yourself, question what you're doing, have that growth. I know it's the lingo of the day, but that growth mindset. So that's number four. Number five is apply discipline to how you make decisions. Beat coaches are disciplined. They follow a proven approach, teachhoops.com, to making decisions. What offense are you going to do? What defense are you going to do? Do you have a systemic way of figuring out who's playing and who's not playing? You know, it takes into account instincts, but it also, it's judgment-based, it's experience-based, it's data-based. You got to have all these, it's a stats teacher, you got to have all these variables to kind of come back together to make your decisions. So apply some sort of decision-making process. Number six is find a trusted expert or mentor, someone who can challenge you, but you can also lean on. The most effective coaches approach being a basketball coach as a whole person, not just a leader at the top of the organization, but an entire leader. Leaders who take comprehensive approach to development that includes feedback from trusted mentors or experts, take insights from that, continually outperform other coaches. If you're taking input, I'm telling you, if you came and watched one of my games, I'm getting input the whole game from all of my coaches, and I'm having to synthesize it. I'm having to do that. And number seven, the last one is, and this is the reason I started teachhoops.com, rise by helping others. Great leaders aren't focused on their own team. They are helping others critically think about challenges in the process and fine-tuning everything that goes into decision-making skills and into their team. By helping others make better decisions with their players and with the community, as our league gets better, we get better. And, you know, high integrity leaders have a legacy. Part of what I want to do, not only here, but with coaching youth hoops, teachhoops.com, and this, I want to be able to help others just become better human beings, better leaders, better coaches. So let's go through these again. Number one is reject the shortcuts. Number two is create a space to work on your team and on yourself a little bit. Number three is challenge your thinking with peer perspective. Number four, stoke that curiosity, have that growth mindset. Number five is apply discipline to the decision-making. Number six, find a trusted mentor. And number seven, rise by helping others. Do all of these, you're going to be a better human being. Your team's going to be you're going to raise better human beings on your team and your coaching. And I think it's the laws of leadership. I think it's really important if you want to be a leader of young men and young women. I hope this was helpful and have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.